Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, y'all. Well, make or break week for the Republic. It truly is. And for Trump, because this is the most, Trump's right about this. This is the most important election of our lifetimes. And what happens this week is make or break. This is a guy facing over 90 felony charges. He is currently on trial. He will be on trial starting this morning for 34 felonies. Okay. Never been a bigger Republican traitor than Bill Barr. He is not really a Republican. He is a Bush acolyte. They're not Republicans. They're fascist. They're not even Democrats. They're just, I mean, I don't know. Whatever. So Bill Barr, the biggest dupe Trump hired, and that's saying something. Bill Barr does not like Trump. Bill Barr undermined the election, blocked Senate Republicans from getting a hold of Hunter Biden's laptop so they couldn't see the crimes there. Knew Bill Barr had the laptop the entire time going into the election. Hid it. And then knew it was real, allowed 51 intel heads to lie to the American people, said nothing. Put his thumb on the scale to make sure Joe Biden was elected. That's how evil Bill Barr is, okay? He's not a good dude. Not at all. He was so concerned you would find out about Joe and Hunter's crimes, he hid the laptop from his fellow Republicans, okay? So when that guy, Bill Barr, former federal prosecutor Bill Barr, calls Trump's New York hush money case an abomination, you know something's up.
And this case is an abomination. You know, it's obviously political. 7 years after he pays hush money to try to come up with this case. It's also, as you say, it's not only far-fetched, they're trying to predicate it on a federal crime, which wasn't prosecuted, and they're wrong about it. This was not a campaign contribution. They're just wrong on the law. But to me, this shows that the real threat to liberty, the real threat to our system, are the excesses of the progressive left.
They're
perverting the system of justice, and you know that's where the danger lies, the corruption and subversion of our institutions by the left.
Yeah, the left and Bill Barr. He was right there with them, corrupting and subverting our institutions. But the important thing there is he's even saying this case is a joke. I mean, when you have the CNN legal commentator saying it's a joke, this case is a joke. But the jury's already been selected. You have a judge whose own daughter has made $15 million for her company. She's the president of the company. Fundraising directly off of her father's trial and other Trump trials. She raised $93 million for the Democrats. So her continued employment and success is dependent on daddy getting a conviction. That's what Trump walks into the courtroom and faces this morning. That's how bad this is. And they are willing to break any law to get a Trump conviction. They're willing to break any law. Because if you have a family member, as this judge does, remember, who stands to make money or has any kind of interest in the case financially, you must recuse yourself. This judge hasn't. This is Doug Schoen, Fox News legal analyst.
In this case, I believe it goes beyond the appearance. I believe under 22 New York Code of Rules and Regulations 100.2 that he must disqualify himself. That provides that if the judge has a relative to the fourth degree who has a substantial interest that could be affected by the proceeding, then he must recuse himself. And that's this case. The New York Post article is clear. This person, his daughter, held herself out as the digital persuasion director for Kamala Harris, now president of the company. He must disqualify himself.
So, yeah, she raised $93,000, $1 million for the Democrats with a direct mail and online targeting campaign that focused on Trump's crimes, alleged crimes. She made $15 million in profit off that fundraising campaign for her company. We don't know what she personally has been paid. You think this judge doesn't have a stake here? He is breaking that law, and nobody cares. So I want you to understand something about this Trump trial, okay? They will break. You are going to see this. You will see them break New York law to get him convicted. That's how far this will go, how fast. But that's only one of the headlines this week, because this week, more than likely, Supreme Court takes up the Trump immunity challenge. So what is Supreme Court deciding? Really the future of the Republic this week. This is a huge week. Why? Because if they say, nope, no can do, Trump, you know, has presidential immunity, the other three cases against Trump, they go away. They go away. They can only get him on this one. So Georgia goes away, that joke of a case, the one down in Florida goes away, and the ridiculous DC case goes away. Like that. If not, Trump will likely walk into that election a convicted felon. I mean, it may happen anyway with this New York case. So that is all in the hands of the Supreme Court this week. You load him up with felonies.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired. Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.